But I'm also very excited to see Zeke here, of course. Good morning, Zeke.
How are you doing?
Very good, and you?
Not so bad. Not so bad at all.
And you actually went over to, I think...
I have two. You have one, and I have the other.
Oh,
you well have then. The good, and I have the bad.
I have the good.
You okay. Have the good, yes.
We're talking about, of course, the La Collection Le Tout Québec.
Yeah, that's...
Which I didn't even know there was a collection.
Yeah, it's their attempt at whitewashing what they do. Good washing and sort of saying, okay, we buy art, we pay artists and so on, so don't think of us so badly. We're not that nasty. And at which point you say, okay, fine, they aren't that nasty. They do have a very, very nice collection of art, and it is on exhibit now. I think it's going up until like the 5th of May or something like that. And yeah, to rewind slightly, replay and lead into the second one, the bad, but we'll get with the first one first. And that is Le Tout Québec, which is located at 500 Sherbrooke Street West, and they have a nice gallery which is called Espace Création, and it is open, I think, Wednesday through Sunday, noon to 5, noon to 6 or something like that, and it's free. And way back in 1979, they decided that, hey, we're going to start buying some art. And they buy some art, and they buy some art, and they buy some art, and then 30 years later, you suddenly realize, wow, they got a pretty impressive collection. They've been, at various points, had different ways of managing how and what they bought. There's certain times where it was a competition. There were other times where it was just based on a jury that they had convened for the time. There were other times when actually there was sort of like this hush-hush stuff where there was this art dealer who was friends with the president, and so they did an end-around run so as to make everybody rich, which is always difficult when you have power and stuff like that. But yes, in a nutshell, they now have decided that they're going to celebrate their 30th anniversary by having a sort of, yeah, showing the best bits of their collection. And it's been up for a while, and it was one of the things where I realized it's gotten a lot of press elsewhere, but I figured there's, yeah, this and the one that I'm going to be talking about, let's just get them out of the way so that we can talk about them. So, but anyhow, I am rambling, and yes, they have a... short bit. There's Guy Laramée, who I adore and stuff like that. He's got one bit in there, which is basically sandblasted books, and it's, if you can sort of imagine the Grand Canyon or some other sort of geological formation that is, sort of like cliffs, the Mesa in, what would it be, North Dakota, the Black Rocks and whatever that is and so on. It's basically, he takes books and makes them look like that, and it's absolutely phenomenal. He also is a painter and a regular artist, but they got one of his pieces there that is phenomenal. They also have this humongous painting by Jacques Hurtubise, who I always want to go bloke-like and say Hurtubise, because that's what it looks like, but it's actually Hurtubise. And he just, I don't know, yeah, my guess is he lucked out and doing that hippy-dippy trippy stuff and took some really, really nice drugs. And then he went out and made some stuff that was absolutely wonderful and amazing. And they have, yeah, big, big painting of his. They also have this really neat little book, which is actually a catalog of it. It isn't a catalog of the entire collection, but this is what I gave to you. You can, you know, you can talk, Liz. You can just cut me off at any time you want. And Sabrina, you're running away now. You don't want to talk.
She's going to go check out the artwork. That's what she's going to go do. Oh, it's quite something that I have to say, I wasn't expecting to see that, what an extensive collection that they had. They got
tons of cash. Yeah.
Yes, of course, that would make sense. A lot of Quebec obviously has a lot of cash, as we all know. But to have a specific targeted interest in this type of art, it's not
to me,
contemporary art of typical type of old, not old fashioned, but the very conservative type of art. This is actually pretty.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. It's Québécois art, which is in its contemporary, like up to date. They bought some of the stuff probably about a week and a half ago, and yeah, it's, to me, it's in theory, or actually in practice, it's a wonderful thing. In theory, once you toss in Le Tout Québec, I'm not so certain it's as wonderful. It's sort of like saying, okay, there's this really, large jerk out there who then, yes, happens to have a really nice collection of art. It still doesn't make him a nicer person. He's still a jerk, but the collection is nice.
Why is he a jerk?
Because it's the sort of thing where they take money from people who can least afford it.
Oh, I see.
And while they are giving some of it back to the people who don't have it, they don't, by any stretch of the imagination, don't give back enough. But enough of that. This is a wonderful, wonderful collection. It all should be seen and should be seen often. It's also one of my preferred galleries in town, just because while it isn't quite white, it is sort of white cube, but it isn't quite white cube. And this one actually has got lots of people running through it. It's an extremely popular exhibition. However,
what do you mean by white cube?
It's a white, it's a cube. It's
it's real white.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, most art galleries are white cubes. They are boxes that have white walls so as to better show the art. But speaking of white cubes, we actually know, speaking of black cubes, we have the bad show, the really horrible, disgusting one, made me really, really frustrated, annoyed, highlighted just about everything I can't stand about contemporary art. And it is actually a black cube, because given that it is video art for the most part, it is, yeah, they have painted all the walls black, and then there are just dramatic lights pointing at various sort of tags so that you can understand what is happening. But over at DHC Contemporary Art, which is down in Old Montreal, they're like 451 Saint-Jean or something like that. Basically, aim for Square Victoria Place d'Armes and miss by a little bit. And they have this show up by Christian Marclay. And Christian Marclay is pretty much the one person responsible for me really disliking and hating, having a really large hate on for just the inane nature of contemporary art. He is probably single-handedly responsible for that sort of cliche of, my kid could do that. He is also probably has a little bit of responsibility in, what's it mean? Why? And all of that other stuff. But basically, yeah, he decided that he was going to be a turntable artist. However, yeah, it's...
Well,
it's
I mean, there's so many layers, and there's so many...
No, it's all extremely superficial. It's the sort of thing we're back in the day.
So it's just a trendy art exhibit, is what you're saying, artistic
installation. He's a hipster from New York, and at which point, who cares? It's the sort of thing where it's like his art. He started off in the 80s where he basically played records that he would then have either stuck tape on or broken and glued back together or stuff like that. So they go blip, 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 blip. The one that I really dislike that is not part of this show, thankfully, because it was part of the show at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, is where he basically tiles the floor of a gallery with records and then gets people to walk on them. And it's the whole concept, and I'm doing those air quotes here because we're talking about contemporary art, and you got to do air quotes when you're talking about contemporary art, is that it is such a weird sensation, a sense of dislocation in walking on the records as opposed to listening to the records. But then the thing that really got my blood boiling is when he did it in a commercial gallery, he then took all of those records, signed the back of them, and sold them for about $1,000 each, calling them individual and unique works of art because of the footprints on them were it was impossible to reproduce each individual record. I said that. So sorry about that, Margo. I just hit Margo's headphone cord and almost ripped her head off. I'm sorry about that. You okay there? But yes, it's to me that's just such like chutzpah. And there's a video of where he's got these four people, and they're basically taking records, LPs, vinyls, and they're just sort of like shaking them and scratching them and stuff like that, and making their and the whoop, and it's hello. And then it's once he got off the sort of records, he got more into the video stuff. He's got one piece that's all right, I guess. It's called Telephone, and it's part of the collection at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, but they borrowed it to show it up at DHC, and basically he has chopped up a whole whack of films, and it's basically people talking on the phone, and after a while you say, okay, so fine, he knows how to edit video. Whoop-de-doo. I don't know. I'd never have been able to sit around long enough to sit through the whole thing. I think you're going to have to go down there and figure it out.
Yeah, it actually makes me...
Oh, yeah, you got it. Can you do that? Can you do that again?
It's irritating.
I have to add something, though. It actually makes me very curious now. I actually feel like going down and seeing what you're talking about.
Okay, well, there's also this other video that he has of... what is it? Yeah, where it's the guitar drag, which is back in 1999, some horrible and reprehensible people over in Utah lynched a black guy. And they did it by dragging him along behind a truck. And thankfully, they got caught and got thrown in jail, but it was still was a horrible thing. Christian Markley decided to do his political statement about it by dragging a guitar behind a truck. Give me a break. That's
Was it red on the guitar?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was basically he just took a guitar and dragged it behind a truck and said this is a political statement. And okay. To me, that is not a political statement. That is just a piece of crap. There is whatchamacallit? Yeah. Oh, the other one that really annoyed me because my favorite artist of the this week is Cootie Man, KUTIMAN. You go see what Cootie Man does at ThruYou.com, ThruYou.com. Because where is it? Video Quartet is what he did, where he basically has four screens, four large screen things, and he then has a whole whack of clips from people making music out of films, and he basically cuts it up and then sort of, okay, so you get into the divas singing their arias, then you get into the people playing the horns, and he sort of cycles through it slowly. However, Cootie Man, he has gone through YouTube and has taken individual bits of musicians and combined them all together to make new songs. It is absolutely phenomenal, and basically Cootie Man smokes Christian Markley's nether region from here to Timbuktu. There is one reasonable, okay, all right piece in it, which is called Crossfire, and it's probably the most recent one where basically he again chops up these films and stuff like that, all of which have been gun battles, and he's got the four video screens, which are extremely large. They're about 8 feet high by about 15 feet across, and it's a small room, so it's probably about 20 foot by 20 foot room, so you're very, very close to the screens, and they're all facing you, so you're in the center of the room, and then at which point the people slowly get their guns, they load them up, the tension sort of builds, and then suddenly you're caught in the crossfire as everybody starts firing at you on these big screens, and it's almost like being immersed in a video game. But actually, the video game has been done, and so he's just, again, being extremely derivative, copying, and so on, because, yes, you can look at the video, and there are people shooting at you, and, okay, so he can slice and dice TV, made-for-TV movies. Whoop-dee-doo.
So maybe it's just to get us, a promo, a presentation, this is the beginning of art. Maybe he's
This is the end of art. It's the end of art. It's if Christian Markley is responsible, then at which point, woe betide us, we are in for a rough time.
Well then.
However, remember the good stuff. Loto Quebec. It's at 500 Sherbrooke Street West. It's open Wednesday through Sundays. It's free. It's wonderful. It's up until the end of May. DHC. Thankfully, if you don't go see it this week, you've missed it, and it's a good thing to miss.
Oh, I don't know. I think I might want to check it out because I'm curious now.
Go see Loto Quebec first.
Okay. Thank you, Zeke, with your arts review.